Close the door in a hotel room and check out the signs there. You'll find a map of the floor showing your room's location, some outrageous daily rate, and then sometimes something about hotel liability, something mighty tough to read in so many ways. Here's what it probably says, paraphrasing now. The hotel has a safe. If you don't use it, the hotel isn't liable for much when your valuables are stolen. If you do use the safe, the hotel still isn't liable for much. That simple rule has been around for a very long time, back when we pulled up to inns not in Mustangs, but on them, on horses. At least that's what a guest was riding in one of the very first innkeeper liability cases, one from 150 years ago in 1852 in Quincy, Illinois. The guest checked in, and reminiscent of today's valet parking, a hotel worker took the horse back to the hotel stable. During the night, the horse died. The guest sued the innkeeper for the loss of his horse. The case eventually reached the Illinois Supreme Court, and there, justices laid out an apparent conflict in innkeeper liability history and public policy. One, that hotel operators had every opportunity to steal from their guests, and therefore should be liable for most losses. Two, that it's not fair to punish the innkeeper unless he's truly at fault. The court went with the latter and found the innkeeper not liable. And that's the way the law remains today, pretty much. The small print on the back of the hotel door in Illinois is called the Innkeeper Protection Act, passed by the legislature in 1909, but around in a different form long before then. And it does protect the innkeeper. Say that you have a jewel-encrusted dinner ring in your suitcase when you check into an Illinois hotel. The hotel has a safe, but you leave the ring in your room anyway and return to find it missing. Too bad. The hotel's liable for no more than a small portion of the ring's value, like $250. And the use of the safe scenario isn't much better. If you put your ring in the safe and it turns up missing, the hotel's liable for no more than $500. That's even if the hotel was negligent in some way. So play, predict the outcome. A company creates a fabulous prototype worth thousands of dollars, or so the company claims. A company official brings it to a hotel conference room for a business meeting. Hotel managers promise to lock the conference room, but do not. The prototype is, of course, missing in the morning. It's not a whodunit, but a who's liable. And in the end, the court decided that no matter what, the hotel is limited to only a $250 payout for its negligence. So that's what that little sign on the back of the hotel room door says in so many words, varying from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And you know the other sign? The one that sometimes hangs near the hotel's bathrobe, suggesting that you should buy one if you like it? That's a polite way to let you in on another law affecting hotel guests. Take any item of hotel property, face criminal charges. I'm Amy Guida.